trials and testing today on the Ultimate Ground Rules.
But I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth. Welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules, a podcast built specifically to encourage, empower, and strengthen the faith of coaches as they live out their God-given purpose to develop the next generation of leaders. And now, your host, Dave Pritchard.
Hello, and welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules. I am your host, Dave Pritchard, and I want to thank you for taking time out of your day to join the show. As always, if you like what you hear and are encouraged by it, I would like you to do a few things. First, share it with a coach you know. The Ultimate Ground Rules podcast exists with one goal in mind, to encourage coaches, and you can be a catalyst to that happening. So in advance, thanks for your help. Second, take a minute to like and subscribe to the show so you don't miss an episode. You can also leave a review on the podcast provider of your choice, and that always helps make the show easier to find for other coaches. As coaches, we recognize that a crucial part of having success is developing and executing a good plan. Without a good plan and intentional steps, success and improvement can be hard to find. In reality, our lives are no different. If we want to grow as both coaches and individuals, we must have a plan. I was thinking about that over the last few weeks, and took a few moments to map out a plan for this show. Instead of just talking through various topics between interview episodes, I want to implement a strategic plan. So with that said, I want to spend a few moments each week working through the major themes of the book of James. James can be a tough read because it can hit us hard in several areas that we struggle with. But difficult areas are often where we can grow the most. So looking ahead to this fall, that's the goal, and I hope you'll join me on this journey so we can grow together. Today, I want to spend time in James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4, and verse 12. Here, James is speaking on trials and testing, but it's not your ordinary conversation. We all have seasons of trials and testing. In the coaching profession, that's often the case. In my own personal experience, it just seems like trials and testing increase every year. Perhaps none have been greater than the trial that we all endured as coaches this last spring with the loss of our seasons. In fact, it's an issue, a present reality, that many of us are still dealing with as we start back to school. What's often our default position when it comes to trials and testing? Do we like them? Well, I think most coaches enjoy a good challenge, but I think James is taking it up a notch here. This isn't a challenge, but instead it's a real trial, a real test that isn't enjoyable. Often, our first reaction is to complain or wallow in our own misery. Now, we often tell our players that that's not an appropriate response, but as humans, we still combat this temptation ourselves. No one likes trials, but what does James say? Well, in verses 2 through 4 of chapter 1, James says, "Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, and let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." James tells us to count these trials as joy. And I told you this wasn't a normal conversation, because this directly goes against our natural tendency. James tells us that trials are real and that they're going to come. Notice that he doesn't say if they come, but instead he says whenever they do come, listen, find joy in them. Now, you may ask the question, why? Why would I want to find joy in my trials? James says because the testing of our faith, the testing of who we are to our core, produces perseverance. So what's James getting at here? Well, I think James recognizes the big picture. In verse 4, he tells us to let perseverance finish its work. This testing, it makes us better. Now, we recognize in our faith that this testing makes us more and more like Christ. It's a refining fire. See, gold is put into the fire. Why? To remove any impurities. In a similar way, God can use difficulty to refine us, to make us more like Christ, to remove any impurities that we may have. James wants us to find joy in trials because they work to make us complete so that we don't lack anything. Think about how you train your athletes. Conditioning, it's tough. It's designed to be tough. It's a trial that produces perseverance. You want your athletes to be better, to be refined. Think about practice. You throw everything you can at your athletes. You do it and try to make it as game-like as possible. You make it tough. You make it difficult. Why? So they can be better. Coaches, God is doing the same thing in your own personal life. I don't wish difficulty on you. No one asked for their season to be lost last spring. But trials like that mold us. They shape us. They teach us. They grow us. They are a refining fire. When we doubt, we should always recall what James says in verse 12 of chapter 1. He says, "Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial. For when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him." Those who stand the test will receive the victor's crown. Coaches, your athletes will always respond in a similar fashion to how they see you respond. When trials hit, what do they see? Do they see someone who joys in the refining fire? Or do they see someone who resents it? We've all fallen short, and Coach, I'm most certain that I deserve to be in the front of that line. But James calls us to recognize the opportunity that lies before us. In the weeks ahead, Coach, I challenge you to recognize the opportunity that lies before you and to find joy in the refining fire. Thanks again for joining us on the show today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast so we can reach as many coaches as possible with a word of encouragement. Never forget, your job is important. God loves you, and He has a plan for you. Continue to build tomorrow's leaders and stand firm in the faith.